College English Test, Band 4, Part 2, Listening Comprehension, Section A, Directions. In this section, you will hear three news reports. At the end of each news report, you will hear two or three questions. Both the news report and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 1 with a single line through the center.
News Report 1. White meat, such as chicken, may raise blood cholesterol levels as much as red meat does. This finding surprised researchers who admitted they didn't expect that eating white meat would lead to higher blood cholesterol levels. In the study, researchers looked at 113 healthy people. The participants ate three different diets. These were a red meat diet, which is primarily beef, a white meat diet, which is mostly chicken and turkey, and a vegetarian protein diet. Each diet period was 4 weeks. Between the diet periods, participants had a break, during which they ate their regular foods. In addition, participants had blood tests at the start and finish of each new diet. The results showed that white and red meat diets had the same effects on blood cholesterol levels. Further, both diets increased blood cholesterol levels compared with the diet built on vegetarian protein sources. The team acknowledged that it is possible that white meat is better for our health than red meat, despite their findings. This is because other effects of red meat consumption could contribute to heart disease, independent of cholesterol. Their main recommendations are that people eat less of both kinds of meat and more vegetarian protein.
Questions 1 and 2 are based on the news report you have just heard. Question 1. What do we learn from the news report about the study? Question 2. What did the researchers acknowledge? News Report 2. At around 9:30 this morning, a trailer attached to a lorry turned over at the crossing of High Street and Milton. Hundreds of frozen turkeys were spilled all over the road. It is reported that nobody was hurt in the incident, but police said it may affect traffic and Christmas dinners. With just 1 week to go before Christmas, there are worries that local supermarket supplies of this holiday favorite may be affected. A police spokeswoman said that officers were currently in attendance at the scene. She stated that the driver of the lorry had been arrested on suspicion of dangerous driving. The crossing on High Street is a well-known accident black spot. This year alone, there have been 7 traffic accidents at this location. Thankfully, none of these accidents have resulted in serious injury.
Questions 3 and 4 are based on the news report you have just heard. Question 3. What does the news report say about the accident at the crossing of High Street and Milton? Question 4. What do we learn about the crossing on High Street? News Report 3. India launched its helicopter taxi service on Monday, promising to ferry customers the 40 miles between Bangalore's Electronic City Tech Hub and the International Airport Terminal in 15 minutes. Customers can book their helicopter ride through a mobile app. The service, which claims to be the first of its kind in India, offers only one route, but Bangalore Airport will add more once it gets approval. Helicopter taxi is not an affordable option for many travelers. A car ride for the same journey costs less than half as much. But Bangalore Airport says it is a competitive alternative to a car ride for tech executives in a hurry. A large number of high-class travelers, including CEOs, have to spend more than 3 hours by road to get there, and that is a loss of time, a Bangalore Airport spokesperson said. This is not a low-cost option, but it is an option, she added. The helicopters ferried around 8 customers to the airport on their first day. The company that owns and operates the service is called Thumbi Aviation. It previously specialized in private charter flights for government officials.
Questions 5 to 7 are based on the news report you have just heard. Question 5. What is Bangalore Airport trying to do about the helicopter taxi service? Question 6. What do we learn from the news report about the helicopter taxi ride? Question 7. Who are the targeted customers of the helicopter taxi service? Section B. Directions. In this section, you will hear 2 long conversations. At the end of each conversation, you will hear 4 questions. Both the conversation and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 1 with a single line through the center.
Conversation 1.
Hi, I wish to buy some cheese for a barbecue this weekend.
What kind would you like?
Sorry, I don't know much about cheese. What type do you think would be suitable for a barbecue?
That's easy. For a barbecue, you could have any cheese you want. I imagine there will be different foods, and people will just help themselves and eat at their own pace, right?
Yes, exactly. It will be very casual. We will just be a small group of friends gathering together at Washington Park. There will be around 20 of us, including children.
Great. So you could have different types of cheese. How much would you like to spend?
Not very much. Let's say $30.
I would suggest having at least 1 soft cheese and 1 hard cheese. That will offer you a good variety to suit different people's tastes.
That sounds good. What's the difference between a soft cheese and a hard cheese?
Well, it depends. But generally speaking, soft cheeses are creamy and go well with sweet things like honey and jam. I would suggest something like this Spanish goat cheese. It's only $15, a very good price. You can spread it on bread with a knife, and then add a tiny bit of honey on top. It's delicious. Children love it.
Okay, great. What about a hard cheese?
Yes, for hard cheese, I would recommend this Italian one here. It has a very strong smell and a dry flavor. You can cut it into thin slices and eat it on its own. It's $16.
Okay, I'll take both. Thank you for your help.
Questions 8 to 11 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 8. What does the woman plan to do for the weekend? Question 9. What does the man suggest the woman do? Question 10. What does the man say about Spanish goat cheese? Question 11. What is the woman going to do at the end of the conversation?
Conversation 2.
Our school is replacing printed textbooks with e-textbooks next semester. I can't wait.
Really? What about the cost? Not only buying all those tablets, but the software and electronic infrastructure that goes with it, not to mention retraining all the teachers and administration staff.
Sure, the initial expenditure will be high, but much lower afterwards. Besides that, tablet prices continue to drop and are becoming increasingly affordable. Anyway, tablets help students learn up to 80% faster.
Not necessarily. Tablets have too many distractions. Students may pay attention to apps, games, and websites instead of their teachers. In fact, research suggests that people who read printed text comprehend more, remember more, and learn 30% more than those who read digital text.
Yes, but tablets contain many technological features that are not found in printed textbooks. Think about it. Students are able to highlight and edit text, write notes, and search for information much more quickly than they can with printed textbooks. And what about all those trees that are cut down to make printed books?
Actually, manufacturing tablets is environmentally destructive and dangerous to human health. The health impacts from making one electronic reader are 70 times greater than those from making a single printed book. A lot of minerals are extracted from the earth to make electronic readers. It does far more damage to the environment.
Yes, but the software for electronic readers can be updated instantly without the need for buying a whole lot of new books. That's better for the environment.
But the core curriculum doesn't change that much. Printed textbooks that are not brand new still contain the basic, relevant information of core subjects.
Well, I'm looking forward to the change.
I'll stick with my printed books.
Questions 12 to 15 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 12. What does the woman say about using e-textbooks? Question 13. According to the man, how can the use of tablets benefit students? Question 14. What does the woman say about students using tablets? Question 15. What does the woman say about making electronic readers? Section C. Directions. In this section, you will hear three passages. At the end of each passage, you will hear three or four questions. Both the passage and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 1 with a single line through the center.
Passage 1. In social psychology, the term person perception refers to the mental processes that we use to form impressions of other people. It includes not just how we form these impressions, but the conclusions we make about other people based on our impressions. Consider how often you make this kind of judgment every day. When you meet with a new coworker, you immediately begin to develop an initial impression of this person. When you visit the grocery store, you might draw conclusions about the cashier who checks you out. Obviously, person perception is a very subjective process that can be affected by a number of variables, including the characteristics of the person you're observing, the context of the situation, your own personal traits, and your past experiences. One of the techniques we use in person perception is social categorization. In this process, we mentally categorize people into different groups based on common characteristics. Problems with this technique include the fact that it can lead to errors and prejudice. Imagine that you are getting on a bus. There are only two seats available. One is next to a small, elderly woman. The other is next to a muscular, fierce-looking man. You sit next to the elderly woman, who unfortunately turns out to be quite skilled at picking pockets. Because of social categorization, you immediately judge the woman as harmless and the man as threatening, leading to the loss of your wallet.
Questions 16 to 18 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 16. What does the passage say we tend to do every day? Question 17. What do we learn about person perception from this passage? Question 18. What is the problem with using social categorization in person perception? Passage 2. Despite smartphones and social media, young people today are as socially competent as those from the previous generation. At least, this is what a new study suggests. For the study, researchers compared teacher and parent evaluations of American children who started kindergarten in 1998 with those who began school in 2010. The former group entered kindergarten when mobile phones were luxuries. The latter group started school when mobile devices were widespread. Results showed both groups of children were rated similarly on important social skills. These included the ability to form and maintain friendships and get along with people who were different. They were also rated similarly on self-control, such as the ability to regulate their temper. In virtually every comparison made, ratings of social skills either remained constant or improved for the children born later. There was one exception. Social skills were slightly lower for children who accessed online games and social networking sites many times a day. Adults are worried when technological change starts to undermine traditional relationships, particularly the parent-child relationship. The introduction of telephones, automobiles, and radio all led to moral panic among adults of the time because the technology allowed children to enjoy more freedom. Fears over screen-based technology represent the most recent panic in response to technological change. But overall, the study found little evidence that time spent on screens was hurting social skills for most children.
Questions 19 to 21 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 19. What does the new study suggest about young people today and those from the previous generation? Question 20. What did the study find about children who accessed social networking sites many times a day? Question 21. What is adults' worry about technological change? Passage 3. It's easy to spend all day searching for inspiration. You can find incredible videos, articles, and news stories about the success of others. The problem is that consuming the success and ideas of others is passive inspiration. Every time you read an article or listen to an interview, you're practicing passive inspiration. You might learn something, but you don't actually have to do anything. Hearing about other people's success isn't the same as creating your own. Instead, it is through the process of active inspiration, the act of creating things, applying new ideas to our goals, and making mistakes, that we discover who we are and what is important to us. Furthermore, active inspiration is what results in long-term passion and enthusiasm. Watching someone else's success might leave you feeling excited for a few minutes. However, taking action and applying a new idea to your life will inspire you more than anything someone else could say. Learning and listening can help you think about things in a different way, but creating, producing, and experimenting is what drives you forward. Passive inspiration can give you ideas, but active inspiration will give you power. Too often we spend our lives consuming the world around us instead of creating it. And what matters is the power your actions have to inspire you. The best inspiration comes from the application of ideas, not the consumption of them.
Questions 22 to 25 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 22. What does the speaker say about inspiration from consuming others' ideas and success stories? Question 23. What do we learn from the passage about active inspiration? Question 24. What does the passage say passive inspiration can do? Question 25. Where does the best inspiration come from, according to the passage?
That's the end of Listening Comprehension.